Campus FM je prezenta
Platea. Program li l-għana ma sponenti ewlenin fi teatru.
Li jitkellmu Malino Farrugia.
Lino Farrugia semmilkom il-lum għos kbir għanna maħna l-Izzy Warrington. Hello, Izzy, kif għanna?
Hello.
Mena, wara l-aħħar program li kien program interessanti ħafna, program differenti, għat ma kanna bħallu naħseb li d-darba ħajkonna l-istess repetizzjoni għaw le. Ma l-aħħar klim biex nfakkar l-semija ta' l-aħħar klim il-raġel ta' Izzy jismu teatru. Titħal, jen kollu titħal. Paċenzja, kollu neħu bijad il-mara. Skużaw nisemija, ma memx tamen. Izzy. Issa li namitċajt. Mela, kont tħalt ħafna teatru, ħafna musicals, imma inti mhux sempliċiment attriċi biss u xek. Inti tagħmel xogħol ieħor fit-teatru xek.
Aha, paresa qed niddiżenja l-kostumi wkoll.
Diżinjatriċi inti. Ġifieri inti tpitter?
Iva, aha.
Tpitter.
Aha.
Ġifieri tagħmel it-teatru u tpitter.
Aha. Dikki l-ħajja tiegħek.
Dik il-ħajja tiegħek. Interessanti. U imma mbagħad għandek ix-xogħol tiegħek ukoll. Ix-xogħol għandu x'aqsam ma' teatru u mal-pittura.
Aha, ix-xogħol tiegħi hu issa kollu teatru u arti.
Teatru u arti.
Aha.
U tgħix bih ġifieri.
Eżatt, aha.
Proset, nieħu gos li nisma' li llum il-ġurnata tiegħek sar jagħti dan l-iskoper daqshekk kbir li.
Għax hemm ħafna avenues li tista' tesplora u meta għandek dak it-tip ta'.
Allura imma inti mort titgħallem, tbitter tpinġi. Aha,
kont bdejt meta kelli jien minn dejjem kont inpitter, għax dejjem anke l-iskola, dejjem doodling, iktar kont inħobb inpitter.
Fil-fatt hawnhekk għandna ftit scripts, ftit script li ġabet magħha, u kollha doodling b'diżinji veru żbieħ. U veru impressjonajt ruħi li nixamarija ovvjament hawnhekk m'għandniex kamera, ma veru huma diżinji interessanti. Ma inti, pereżempju, allura, xi ddiżinjajt f'teatru?
Bħala kostumi, kont bdejt bil-Lelizir d'Amor il-Manuel, ma tagħmluh il-Manuel.
Id-diżinjajt il-kostum ta' Lelizir d'Amor?
Iva, ha. Għax kienet vera sabiħa għax kienet l-istil tagħha. L-istil tagħha għamluha, deċidew jagħmluha fl-istil ta' 1950s. U vera era li toġobni.
Ma rrit iżżomm dak il-panaċċ u dak l-istil tal-Lelizir d'Amor.
Ekku.
Ma int mort titgħallem, spinġi hawn kellha ħaġa naturali.
Le, di ħaġa naturali ġifieri. Missieri kien ipitter ukoll u kien amateur ġifieri. Imma kellu talent kbir ġifieri, kien vera artist kbir missieri.
U ħatta minnu.
U ħatta minnu, eżatt, jienu oħti, aha.
Ġermen, minni pinġi, ma jaqlibx għat-teatru, ura rissimu. U najdu għak kifini, minn il-vuċijiet li għamilt sissa minn fl-ewwel program, aħna nafu li inti attriċi li għandek range sabiħa ħafna. Ma naħseb li aħjar namlu biċċa xogħol qabel ma nkomplu, wara li issa sirna nafu li inti diżinjatriċi wkoll, tix nisimgħu xi ħaġa minn Calendar Girls. Għax Izzy taħna dan il-recording interessant ħafna tal dak il-famuża play li fiha saret film Calendar Girls u nisimgħu lil Izzy Warrington tinterpreta.
Can we just stand by? This must be what it feels like to be Carly. Do you think they want a bit of Jerusalem in the background? I could jazz it up a bit. Cora, don't mess around with it. It's a religious song. It's not messing around, Ruth. It's bloody jazz. It's the blues. That's where it was all born. spiritual music. That's why it's all related. Oh, God, our band at college. Me and Ruby's dad, all the time we'd be in and out. Rock to blues, bit of classical, hymns. He said, when it comes to music, there should never be any rules. Absolutely. That's why at my leaving service, I scrapped all hymns and taught the kids to sing The End by The Doors. It's sudden dangerous, though, Jess, if you end up a church organist. I tell you, one time, someone's funeral, Dad's in the pulpit, I'm playing on Grief Autopilot, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. Suddenly, I look down at Ruby in her carricot, and honest to God, next thing I know, I'm playing Stormy Weather. I looked around the congregation, going, what the hell? Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Why did you lose touch? Ruby's dad, it always sounds like you loved him. I lost touch in return for board and lodging, which is what happens if you're young and pregnant and scared. And your father's a vicar who professes to love all men, but when it comes down to it, not actually black Americans that much. Have you not told Ruby this? Oh, I've told her, Ruth. But end of the day, she wants to find a dad, and I don't blame her. And believe me, it's not for want of trying.
Niġu l-ura l-program plateja. Għatma tlaqna, għaxkonna d-din nisimaw l-Izzy Warrington t-interpretanna il-Calendar Girls. Izzy, inti Maltija, uxie?
Iva.
Warrington imma huwa isem Ingliż.
Aha.
Ma hemm l-element tal-Ingliż?
Ma nafx fil-bot, ħafna.
Ma mbagħad minn naħa l-oħra. Ġifim generation. Bissa baħt l-Ingliż tiegħek ivarja minn ħafna aċċenti differenti.
Aha.
U xek, kif tal-nim t-tamela di?
Għanna di għiverta, probabli, mit-television u mil-film, ġifiri, għax nisma l-accent u ħafna drabi u kol l-skript jajnek, per eżempju Shirley Valentine, i miktuba, ma tistax ma tamilix bin-Northern accent, għax anke il-mod kifini miktuba, ija miktuba ek. L-inflections, il-kollox huwa miktub b'dak il-mod. Jiġifieri impossibbli li tagħmlu b'aċċent differenti.
Liema kienet playlik li qatt ħadd kostamef?
Naħseb preġentament, ma nafx jekk hemmx play li vera ma ħadd gost nagħmlu, impossibbli naħseb. Imma naħseb l-iktar li ħadd pjaċir nagħmlu is-sena li għaddiet Mamma Mia.
Musical.
Xej, mill-bidu sal-axħar, tant kienet sabiħa, istra. Il-mużika.
Il-mużika, bizbissu.
Imma anke il-sinerġija li kienna bejnietna.
Kanta li bieċu, mamma mia. Nisfidak, tkanta li bieċa zaħra, mamma mia?
Kanta li, kanta
li. Ma tkanta li? Għara, tix minn flok tkanta li, mamma mia. Nisimawk, t-interpreta xaħġa ibsa ħafna. U ovvjament hawnhekk nafżaw lil semija tagħna li din hija kidba ta'
Herman Greg.
Herman Greg, sewwa ħallejt lilek tajda li hija silta minn din il-play Determinator,
Determinated.
Ma hija xi ħaġa li hija ibsa, u ovvjament daqsxejn. fija ħaf naħsib. Nisimaw imma l-iżisa tkun kompletament differenti mill-li smajni jaqabel f'de determinated. Nisimaw.
Since I was born 3 weeks before Woodstock, I thought I was the product of the hippie generation. Or else I thought maybe since it was the Vietnam era, my dad went to war and never returned. My adoption was very much infertility-centered. They tried for 10 years, but they couldn't conceive. So, aged 6, they started telling me that I had been chosen. They said they picked me up from a room full of babies. I remember thinking, from what I had learned at school, that this doesn't really go along the rules of pregnancy. It was like the notion of the stork. As if my parents called up God and placed an order for me. When I was about 10 years old, my parents took me to watch the musical Annie. Little Orphan Annie. And there was this song called Maybe, in which she would romanticize about the family she had out there, and so I started doing the same. Being the persistent type, when I was 12 years old, I wanted my parents to tell me the identity of the lawyer who handled my adoption. I tracked him down and demanded that I get to know the identity of my birth mother, and, surprise, surprise, he told me I had to wait till I was 18. On my 18th birthday, I called the lawyer. He said he couldn't give me the info, but I had to go to court. I hounded them like a hysterical child until eventually I got my mother's details. I was in awe. I had found my heritage. The paper said she was tiny in stature. I got to know her occupation, her medical details, but I didn't know her name. All it said about my biological father is that he was Caucasian and of large build, and that my mother indicated she didn't have a relationship with him. I asked my adoptive parents whether they thought she was raped, and they said, oh no, of course not. They simply didn't know how to deal with it. And then I called my caseworker and asked if my mom was raped. And she told me the real story. I was devastated. I felt devalued and targeted. I knew what people would say in cases of rape. I felt I was in a position where I had to justify my own existence. That I wasn't worthy of living. There would be people standing in judgment of my life, treating me like garbage. I felt tainted. I cried out for my own worth because I knew my life had value. I also thought my birth mother would never want to meet me. Because according to what society says, I was the worst thing that ever happened to her. My birth mother was like an iconic figure for me. I wrote all sorts of poetry about meeting her. I expected fireworks and a band when I first met her. But there was nothing like that. I felt awkward. It was like meeting a stranger. I got to meet my half-brother, who greeted me with the words, "It's like meeting a ghost." My mom casually introduced me to everyone as, this is Rebecca. Remember? The girl from the rape? Nice homecoming, huh? Eventually, we sat down for a coffee. She said she was sorry to know I was aware of that terrible night. She filled me in with all the horrible details. How he jumped out of the bushes, how she was abducted at knife point, that if she remained quiet, she wouldn't get hurt. She said his breath reeked of alcohol. He dragged her to a field, raped her, sodomized her, and tore her up real bad. That's how I was conceived. She went home and burnt all her clothes. Her main concern was going back to her children. She did a vaginal cleanse and then, eventually went to the police. Several police lineups were in vain. They believed he was a serial rapist. When she discovered she was pregnant, the counselor referred her for an abortion. At the time, she wasn't offered any help or hope. She was a single mom who ran a grocery store at night, for heaven's sake. She was going through a divorce with an abusive husband. She felt she had no choice but to go to two illegal abortion clinics for advice. They were filthy. They were unsafe. Oh, yes. I know all the details of my impending death. How much money was on my head? The time, the place, everything. It didn't happen for a number of reasons. Oh, I wasn't lucky. I was protected by a moral law. If abortion in my state, Michigan, had been legal at the time, she would have aborted me. And I wouldn't be here to tell you my story.
Wara dik is-silta veru interessanti u nsellmu lil Herman Grech minn hawnhekk u ovvjament nirringrazzja ħafna 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 l-Izzy Warrington li ġietna b'din is-silta. U ovvjament interpretazzjoni differenti kompletament minn dak kollu li għamilt mill-Little Shop of Horrors, The Valentine, Zweck, Calendar Girls, Determined. Hija xaġa li hija Maltija fl-istess ħin internazzjonali u l-ħsieb tagħha huwa qiebes veru, imma min-naħa l-oħra hawnhekk ukoll nieħu gos ngħid li Izzy Warrington qorietna il-talent tagħha li tkemm taf tvarja dawn il-karattri. Hemm xi karattru li tixtieq tagħmel xi darba li tgħid x'inhu huwa?
Naħseb vera nixtieq nagħmel il-karattru ta' Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Aha.
Aha, il-karattru li kienet ħadmet Betty Davis.
Oh. Imma tbaqa' żmien biex tagħmelha l-parti naħseb.
Hija le biex nagħmelha issa.
U le baqalek 10 snin u xejn. Taxxej
make-up malajr x'ismu.
Mbagħad
joħroġ aħ, eżatt.
Mela naraw nsibu xaħat jemmi b'daw il-parti u l-parti l-ohra ma kien ħadiba bħadissa
John Crawford.
John Crawford, dak jibsem John Crawford. Mux il-John Crawford jittam il-Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis, sewa. Fi teatru ma, inti xit fittex issa iktar barra li teatru għatant għat t-dizinja taħdib. Għat t-dirġejt?
Le.
Għat, xin raġuni? Għaxħat għandek persona li ta' għawija li li għafi l-għom il-kordi għajna għat t-dirġini u kollu għat t-tif għaddin għamil il-parti. Dina mus suppost li għatta ma kien li għafnu kalli narġan għamil recording għarraġuni għat il-għedik mux jekk irridek tamela t-dirġi li li. Izzy Warrington t-dirġi li no Farrugia. Veru interessanti. Importek ta' għafta t-tħaq. Għajkonna nifqu nifqu il-program. Le għara. Ma għalix għat ma t-istaqt id-dirġi?
Le, kien hemm żmien li xtaqt nid-dirġi. Ngħidlek il-verità, il-problema hi l-ħin li ma tantx għandi ħin. Għax impedejn.
Tant impenjata.
Ħafna impenjata, ġifieri non-stop. Ħaġa sabiħa ma trid tkun daqsxejn crazy ta' wkoll biex tagħmel-ħajti ta'
ħaġa. Ta' ver.
Le, żgur, qed ngħidlek.
Bħalissa qed jirrekordjana. Daħ, ma tix qabel man kopru l-ġenza taħna naħtu billi ħarbatni għom illum eħan nisimaw t-interpretax ħaġa kompletament differenti silta min an inspector calls ovvjament ma tanċ ila li saret din ma jina ħanati għatijtu koll izi Warrington biex ikunem din l-interpretazzjoni biex nisimaw l-issa izi Warrington tatina karattu kompletament differenti min li ma parti ħat għamil?
Mrs. Burling.
Mrs. Burling min Inspector Calls. I wish you'd been with me tonight in the infirmary. You'd have seen...
No, no, please, not that again. I've imagined it enough already.
And you're nothing further to tell me, eh, Mrs. Burling?
I'll tell you what I told her.
Hmm?
Go and look for the father of the child. It's his responsibility.
That doesn't make it any less yours. She came for your help at a time when no woman could have needed it more. And you not only refuse it yourself, but saw to it that the others refuse it too. She was here alone, almost penniless, desperate. She needed not only money, but advice, sympathy, friendliness. You've had children. You must have known what she was feeling. And you slammed the door in her face.
Mother, I think it was cruel and vile. I must say, Sybil, that when this comes out in the inquest, it isn't going to do us much good. The press might easily take it up. Oh, stop it, both of you! And please remember, before you start accusing me of anything again, that it wasn't I who had her turned out of her employment, which probably began it all. In the circumstances... I think I was justified. The girl had begun by telling us a pack of lies. Afterwards, when I got at the truth, I discovered that she knew who the father was. She was quite certain about that. And so I told her it was her business to make him responsible. If he refused to marry her, and in my opinion, he ought to be compelled to, then he must at least support her.
And... what did she reply to that?
A lot of silly nonsense.
What was it?
Whatever it was, I know it made me finally lose all patience with her. She was giving herself ridiculous airs. She was claiming elaborate fine feelings and scruples that were simply absurd in a girl of her position.
Her position now is that she lies with a burnt-out inside on a slab.
Now look here, Inspector!
Don't stammer and yammer at me again. I'm losing all patience with you people. What did she say?
She said that the father was only a youngster. Silly and wild and drinking too much. There couldn't be any question of marrying him. It would be wrong for them both. He had given her money, but she didn't want to take any more money from him.
Why didn't she want to take any more money from him?
Oh, lot of silly nonsense. I didn't believe a word of it.
I'm not asking you if you believe it. I want to know what she said. Why didn't she want to take any more money from this boy?
Oh, she had some fancy reason.
Huh?
As if a girl of that sort would ever refuse money.
I warn you, you're making it worse for yourself. What reason did she give for not taking any more money?
Her story was that he'd said something one night when he was drunk that gave her the idea that it wasn't his money.
Where had he got it from, then?
He'd stolen it.
Wara dik is-silta klassika, klassika with a capital C, ovvjament, ta' Inspector Calls. Iżi, inti teatru veru sal kollox għalik, veru sal ħajtek, U tixtieq tagħmel ovvjament għad il-play. Biss ħassasi, għad ħsibt frasek li tikteb.
Aha, xi kultant iva u jiġuni idejat biex nikteb xi ħaġa. U nixtieq xi darba nikteb xi ħaġa
xi biċċa.
Li kolli iktar ħin.
Ħin?
Il-ħin huwa problema li.
Daqshekk
imħabtar.
Ma billej torqod?
Ftit.
Torqod ftit.
Iva.
M'hemmx tagħmel, ftit torqod.
Ikolli u norqod.
Dina meta kont iżgħar ovvjament ġieli qatt erba' sigħat biss kuljum, tant kont.
U dan lejl tibżax erba' sigħat irqad.
Għada pitada, sa naraw għad tagħmel lil-Izzy Warrington.
M'għandix idea.
M'għandekx idea?
No.
No.
Le. Palisa qed naħdem fuq l-arranġa mekkanika, Clockwork Orange.
Bil-Malti diġi.
Bil-Malti, l-ewwel darba li ħan ir-reċċa bil-Malti.
Ħadd ir-reċċa bil-Malti.
Alleluja! Fl-aħħar waslet il-ġurnata.
Qed nieħu gost il-qiegħda tajtek, għax dan huwa l-art pożittiv, kont diskretament qed naħseb kif ħan saqsik qatt ħdimt bil-Malti.
Dejjem xtaqt imma kulħadd jaħseb li ma nafx nitkellem bil-Malti, mhux ħadd idher isek Maltija.
Le għax inti tant isek xkultant Ingliż insomma, dawk l-Ingliżi antipatiċi li.
Mhux l-ewwel darba li smajta di, right?
Mintix imma, mintix assolutament. U fuq dak it-ton pożittiv kien dak nitlob l-semmija li jemnuni li dak kien ton pożittiv ħadd gost ħafna nagħmel dawn is-żewġ programmi li nista' ngħidilhom tal-ġen ma' Izzy Warrington u nit tagħmel l-iktar qudiem ukoll qatt narġgħu nintgħu biex inkomplu nisimgħu ħalli naraw x'kont għamilt iktar u iktar u iktar qudiem u veru nawgurarlek minn qalbi. Grazzi ħafna, Izzy Warrington. U prosit. Jiena Lino Farrugia insemmilkom. Mill platea fuq Campus FM.
Kontu qegħdin tisimgħu platea. Programm li laqgħana ma' esponenti ewlenin fit-teatru.
Nitkellmu ma' Lino Farrugia. Nifakrukom li min jixtieq jisma' edizzjonijiet ta' platea li diġa xandru fuq dan l-istazzjon jista' jidħol fis-sit www.campusfm.um.edu.mt u jidħol fis-sezzjoni tal-webcast.